number three of the program. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we start things out by going right into your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Rich, listening in New Hampshire. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Well, hello, gang.
Hey, Rich, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, just a reminder to the listeners, you were talking about this case where this kid is being forced into chemotherapy and so on.
That's correct. The judge has issued an order demanding that parents, there's a couple parents and their 13-year-old son that do not want chemotherapy. None of them are interested in having their son go through chemotherapy, including the young man. And that doesn't matter to the judge in the case. He has mandated that they submit him to chemotherapy, else they will be arrested. And indeed, he has ordered the arrest of the mother because she and the son did not show up to a court hearing this week. They have disappeared, and that's about all that you can do in a situation like that. Your thoughts, Rich?
Yes, I have a prophetic quote. This was from Benjamin Rush. Dr. Benjamin Rush, he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but did not sign the Constitution. And he said, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship. To restrict the art of healing to one class of men will constitute the Bastille of medical science. All such laws are un-American and despotic.
He called it, because that's what we've got. We've got a medical monopoly, essentially. Yeah, you can go out and get your alternative treatments as long as you're allowed to by the judge. In this particular case, you are not. So if they decide that you are not treating yourself in a way that they deem appropriate, there's a good chance that you will be forced to treat yourself in the way they think that you should. And if you think that you can get away with this, if you think that, well, I'm grown up now, I'm not 13, I'm 19, or I'm 91, or I'm 60, and I can determine for myself what kind of treatments I have, you are not correct. Even if you believe you're picking from a marketplace of ideas, you're still wrong, because the marketplace is restricted by that the doctor's game. I mean, essentially, they've gotten into control. They've got the AMA. It's a very powerful lobbying group. They've gotten in there and they've lobbied for their brand of medicine, as you're pointing out, Rich, to be the preferred brand of medicine. All other brands cannot, you know, if you are a natural naturopath, or you're a company that's putting out natural healing solutions, you can't advertise what your products do, even if you know for a fact that they do it. Even if it's, you know, it's a bygone or foregone conclusion that your products are effective at solving a certain malady, you can't advertise it, because men with guns calling themselves the FDA will come in, and if you don't think the FDA has an enforcement division, you're wrong. They will come in and stop you.
They're going after Cheerios now, saying it has to register as a new drug because it lowers. They claim that it will lower your cholesterol if you eat it as part of a low-fat diet, and that's a claim that only the FDA can approve of, even if there's science that clearly proves that claim's correct.
Right. Even if they're citing the science, even if they've got the citation, right, it's still illegal.
You have to go through the FDA's prescribed process of getting a drug approved.
How much does that cost? Like $1 billion or something?
And it takes well over a decade.
Yeah. So that's what. Right. So Cheerios has to pull that claim from their boxes until they go through that process, which they probably aren't going to do, because it's going to make Cheerios really expensive.
And that's not to mention the so-called war on drugs and recreational drug use. It's all related.
Absolutely it is. If it's not within the prescribed paradigm of what is health care, then there's a good chance it's either been already made illegal, like marijuana or MDMA or other illegal drugs, or that it's well on the way to being outlawed. A lot of these traditional medicine guys would love to see the alternatives made just completely unavailable. I mean, it'd be better for their business, right? If you can take all the other alternatives out of the marketplace and make yourself more into a monopolistic situation, that's good for your business. It's not good for anybody's health, but it's good for your business. Rich, any other thoughts?
Yeah. you were talking about how this can affect people of all ages. As a matter of fact, I had a friend in Montana whose elderly mother was taken by the Family Protective Services because my friend had decided to take care of her and wean her off some of the drugs that were clearly having an awful effect on the mother. And long story short, one day the social workers came to check up on him and saw how much better the mother was doing and said, "Wow, she's doing great. You have her? Is she taking all the meds?" And my naive friend told the truth.
No.
I said, "Well, no. I took her off the meds because they were killing her, and look how much better she's doing." And within hours, the a couple of burly police showed up and took the mother off by force. She was, I think she was in her 90s. She was pretty old. And then my friend was forbidden to see her without supervision. They had her back on all the drugs and everything. And the mother was dead within 4 months.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wouldn't have been long after that that she probably passed away. You know, it doesn't surprise me that on both ends of the scale, that's how things are operating. It's you know, the same story, right? Oh, you're too old to take care of yourself. You're too old to make decisions. You're too young to make decisions for yourself. And you parents, you can't make any choices.
If you're not too old and you're too young, you're too crazy. And that's all there is to it.
That's it. One or the other. It's sick. I thank you for the call tonight and the story and the great quote. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You don't own yourself. They own you. We continue and talk to Jeremy in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeremy.
Hi. I'm in New Hampshire right now. And I went to a convenience store with my girlfriend. I'm 22. She's 20.
Yes.
She turns 21 a month. And we went in there just to pick up some other items.
Yeah.
And I saw some beer that I really liked, and I picked it up. So when I went to pick it, they actually demanded both of our IDs.
Yeah,
that's pretty common.
My thing is, where do they draw that line? You know, what if I'm there with someone that I'm watching who's a child?
That's the question that I like to ask about it, because I find it absolutely ludicrous that you're not allowed to walk through a checkout line with someone who's 17 or 20 or 16, but if you've got a 10-year-old with you, they can't check his ID, so they'll just wave him through? Is it somehow just really less likely that you would give your 10-year-old a beer? There are some families where nobody has a problem with their children drinking.
I think the first one I had, I was like 8.
Yeah.
And I didn't drink the whole beer, mind you. I was given a sip of beer by my uncle, as I recall. And, you know, somehow I don't think we were a bunch of classless trailer dwellers or anything like that. I think that that's normal.
I've still yet to figure out if this is a law or a policy that they put into place because they're afraid of being busted.
My understanding is it would be store policy. They're just assuming that you might be buying it for somebody. So essentially, from my understanding of law, you just have to card anyone you're selling alcohol to. And I don't know for sure. I haven't checked up on all the regulations out there. But I'm pretty sure they're not mandated to check the other person's ID.
I think you probably are right on that. I would love to hear from somebody who's worked as a store clerk who could really clarify this, because it was happening down in Florida. It's happening here in New Hampshire. I've had clerks tell me that it's both the law or store policy. And of course, as you pointed out, Mark, they don't really know necessarily for sure. So take it with a grain of salt, whatever they say. But it is my understanding that the laws do tend to say that if the clerk has knowledge that you are likely buying it for someone who is underage. So, like, if you're standing in the line and your 17-year-old friend says, "Oh, I can't wait to toss one of those back," well, then the clerk would then obviously have knowledge at that point.
Yeah, I have worked the register at a convenience store before, since my parents owned one, and they worked the register, and I know that that's essentially where they drew the line, because they did have instances where it was clear that somebody younger was coming in with somebody else and pointing out the beer that they wanted,
right,
and then having the other person buy it for them, which is, you can get in trouble for that.
It's just the stores being scared, and I feel your frustration. I thank you for the call. They're frightened of the consequences, and the consequences could be big fines, loss of their alcohol licensing, and so they try to tread very, very carefully. And unfortunately, we all suffer, because if we make a mistake of bringing our young friends in the store with us, we don't get to buy any beers. Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size. what women really want and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls, if you make them, about absolutely anything. Otherwise, we continue with things interesting to us. Now, Mark, you had mentioned last hour that you're getting more and more concerned over time with the term libertarian and associating it with yourself. And I share this concern. Nick, not sure how you feel about being labeled a libertarian.
I'm fine labeling myself as a libertarian. I The way I see it, if you give up the title libertarian, you're just going to have to keep giving up whatever you describe yourself as, because people are always going to try to co-opt you to some degree. So you can call yourself something else, a free marketeer, I guess, but I'm sure there will be people who will try to co-opt that too.
That's probably... That could be true. You're right about that, that once a term gets to a certain point of popularity, there's a good chance that people that are not necessarily adherents to that particular viewpoint will come in into the picture and try to ruin your fun. And that's certainly what has happened with the libertarians out there, specifically the Libertarian Party. But I, for one, don't have a problem changing the term. That way I can constantly redefine myself and do not have to be defined by the actions of others that I don't necessarily have control over. And at this point in time, the term voluntarist doesn't have any baggage attached to it like the term libertarian does.
And another thing that I've found out, I make telephone calls every day for ads for Free Talk Live here, mm-hmm. and people ask you, one of the first questions that they ask you when you get on the phone is, what's the show about? Oh, it's open lines, current events, show, kind of newsy, a little politically, that kind of thing. And I, explain that. And then they say, so you guys conservative or liberal, left or right? One of those two questions is the next thing out of their mouth. Once you just say, I'm not some long-haired rock and roller spinning discs for people. I'm doing a talk show. Are you left or right?
Right. You must be one or the other, right?
You have to be one of the two.
All Americans are.
So I say, that's what everybody asks, and neither is really the answer. We are neither Republican nor Democrat.
Ah, so you're middle of the road.
Sometimes they'll say that, and that's rare.
Really?
Usually they'll just be quiet, and I say, we're both my partner and I are pro-liberty. And some of them at that point will say, libertarian? Those are the ones that you sort of know, but they're still dangerous because they still don't know necessarily what a libertarian is, because at this point they could say, well, Libertarian Party, libertarian?
Bob Barr, he's a libertarian. Right.
So a little bit of knowledge isn't that useful in this particular arena.
And that's about all people have, if anything, on the term libertarian is a little bit of knowledge.
Because libertarians are what? Republicans that smoke pot. There's all kinds of things, thoughts out there about what libertarians are, and I don't want to be associated with necessarily, I'm from Atlanta. I know what a libertarian is. I listen to Neil Bortz. I've heard that. And I don't know. I have a real problem with it.
The Libertarian Party is the organization that has done the damage here. The Libertarian Party was founded originally, my understanding, it wasn't there when it happened, but it's my understanding that it was founded as an educational outreach kind of thing. Like, let's get our ideas into the political process, the ideas of real freedom and non-aggression.
Well, you have to remember that when it was founded, it was founded by a handful of people in, as I recall, a living room, if I remember the story
correctly.
That's
correct. David Nolan's living room.
So they were being pragmatic in one sense. They might not have thought they would remain purely an educational and outreach organization forever, but obviously you have to start somewhere.
Sure, and they changed from an educational organization to an organization that is willing to just throw its principles aside in order to attempt to actually win an election. This has been the mentality of the libertarian, the people that are in charge of the Libertarian Party for a long time now. The idea has been, this whole talking about non-aggression thing, this true message of liberty, it's too radical. It's too crazy for the American people. What we need to do is water down the message, try to make ourselves sound more like Republicans and Democrats so we can take those voters over here to our party, and then we can sneak our ideas of freedom in underneath the radar and get elected that way.
That's working out well.
It has not worked well at all. They tried to do that with Bob Barr this year as their presidential candidate, eschewing a real libertarian, Mary Ruart, from actually being their candidate. They picked this political slimeball, Bob Barr, who all of a sudden has found liberty, right? Except he hasn't, because he doesn't really get it. He doesn't understand the principles of freedom.
Well, he might understand them. He's not interested in promoting them.
He's not aligned with them. That is for certain. But this man was chosen, and it's a testament to how infiltrated the Libertarian Party has become. But it's not just Bob Barr. It was just a few weeks ago that we told you about how they are advocating border control in the wake of the swine flu.
flu. The Libertarian Party, the party of principle of non-aggression against their neighbors, is advocating quarantining people and border control.
I'm so sorry that they didn't shut down all the borders and commerce and everything that makes the United States function in the world. I mean, looking back on it, it's pretty clear to see that they were advocating a crazy... At the time, we were criticizing it, but... Looking back on it, clearly, well, the swine flu hasn't really taken off like some were predicting. So
more people will die this month from flu than from swine flu. Yeah,
More people will probably have died during the course of this broadcast from car accidents than have died so far in the U.S. from swine flu. I think it's six people, which is statistically speaking. Nothing.
But what a reactionary statist thing to do for the so-called Libertarian Party. But if you thought that was bad, if you thought it's been bad up until now, it just keeps getting worse. It's like they just keep pouring gasoline onto the inferno of the corpse, the rotting corpse that is the Libertarian Party. And I'm reporting on it here because, well, there are still people that are paying attention to third parties and they think they have some sort of relevance and like, oh, let's get into the LP and change things.
Well, hey, at the state level and at local levels, if somebody wants to run for city council as a libertarian, they have an active local Libertarian Party. I don't think it makes a big difference what people at the national level are doing. You're going to face an uphill battle.
I just don't want to be associated with these people. I don't want to share a term that I associate myself with these people. And let me give you another example. The running mate of Bob Barr last year was a man named Wayne Allen Root, who was widely criticized by those of us who actually do love freedom as, another Trojan horse, yet another wolf in sheep's clothing.
Probably worse than Bob Barr.
He was real bad.
He didn't do as much damage since he was the vice presidential nominee, but philosophically, he was terrible.
Yeah, he was just like an old school conservative coming in with his statist nonsense.
I wouldn't even say that much in his favor.
Well, here's the story out of theagitator.com. In the last 2 weeks, this is Radley Balco, a man that runs the site, writing. He says, I've spoken at two Libertarian Party events, at a meeting of the Clark County Nevada Party last week and at the Indiana-Kentucky State Party Convention this past weekend. Both events went well, and I met some great people. At both events, my own speech was preceded by a speech from Wayne Allen Root, the party's candidate for vice president in 2008, who has apparently already made himself a candidate for the 2012 nomination. I won't comment on the bulk of Root's speeches because I was invited to both events as a speaker and not a journalist or a blogger, which is his way of saying this guy sucks, but I'm not going to spend any time actually trashing the content of his speech because he's got something much more important to relay about what this man, Mr. Root, is doing in the name of the Libertarian Party or the Libertarian Movement. And it has to do with Michael Savage, one of the most hate-filled talk radio hosts out there. More on the way. We'll tell you the story. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. So enjoy those on us. Features including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
6 nights a week, we talk about some pretty serious issues here on Free Talk Live. Police brutality, the war on drugs, the economic crisis. But I've got something to cheer you up. Comic books. Witness the uplifting adventures of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, El Diablo, and more in the pages of Freedom Force. The author of Freedom Force is a Free State Project member. He's very close to the show. He's one of our producers. And he's moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. He needs to clear out the last of his issues of Freedom Force so that he can, you know, not have to move them. And
makes sense.
Yeah. He's basically having a moving sale. And
fire sale.
You know, he's going to, for the cost of the shipping, he's going to send you two sets of Freedom Force comics.
That's crazy. He's lost his marbles.
he's insane. He's just trying to get rid of it, really. He just wants to get his stuff so he can move. And
you've read these, right?
Yeah, I have, and I've enjoyed them thoroughly.
Okay.
I've got a set aside for Jack when he gets older. And I hope that he'll read the ones that I have already read, so that we can keep the other set nice. But either way, his choice. They'll be his. And so that's two sets. The shipping's included for $15. And again, while the supplies last, you go to comics.thundergodexpress.com. It's comics.thundergodexpress.com.
So you can get a hell of a deal on some comic books,
yeah,
and get them delivered for the cost of shipping.
Essentially.
And also help a Free Stater get here to New York.
Yeah, he basically needs to get rid of his stuff and get moving, and this will be a great way to do it.
Sweet. All right, what was the website on that again?
It's comics.thundergodexpress.com.
All right, so the Libertarian Party continues to implode on upon itself, and it is just a spectacle to watch it happen. It's a sad spectacle because, you know, I did spend a number of years of my life working to advance the interests of the Libertarian Party, going out and doing outreach and setting up booths and talking to people about the Libertarian Party.
Well, the whole idea behind it is that the Libertarian Party is there to advance the cause of liberty, or at least that was the idea at one point.
So. I agree with you, and that's what I was doing primarily, was talking about liberty with people, but under the auspices of representing the Libertarian Party, and now I see what has happened to them, and it has been happening slowly over the last half a decade at the very least. It's just that they've been spiraling down into a pit of statism and authoritarianism, and it just keeps getting worse. The story from theagitator.com, where Radley Balko is reporting on a couple of speeches he's recently given at Libertarian Party meetings, which he said generally were pretty good events. He had a good time, except for the fact that he followed up Wayne Allen Root, who was the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate in 2008, who is in no way, shape or form, anything like a principled liberty-loving individual. And so instead of critiquing Root's speech and his points, Balko wants to make another point. And that is that he said that, I will comment on one thing Root mentioned in both of his speeches, because it's essentially public information. In touting his ability to win high-profile media coverage, hey, I'm a hotshot, I'm great, I'm out here getting high-profile, look at me, I'm in the limelight telling yep. people about the Libertarian Party.
And it's kind of like that guy who, I don't remember his name, was he a wrestler? No, he was in the movie, the Predator movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he went in there and...
Jesse Ventura?
No, it wasn't
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It was the guy who played Johnny.
It was the Indian.
Oh, Sonny Landham.
Yes.
There have been a lot of president or candidates that have come
out. That was probably the worst.
Libertarian-ish.
Choice ever.
And, you know, they use the mantle of libertarian, and then they go out there and they say or do something that is not libertarian. It's pretty ugly.
Well, to the credit of that particular state party that was running him as a candidate, they disavowed any association with him.
Well,
after
the state party is for libertarians. You can kind of trust them.
Yeah, New Hampshire state party withdrew from the National Libertarian Party a few years ago.
Right. It's the national parties that are the national party that's a problem.
But they're still ruining the term. The national party is the one that gets the most attention.
Right. So the candidates that go out there that get the most attention for the Libertarian Party, be it state, national, or whatever, are the ones that are least likely to be libertarians. So therefore, you wouldn't want to use them anyway. I mean, I suppose Glenn Jacobs, Kane, could go out there and run as a libertarian candidate for, I don't know, what state's he living in?
Tennessee.
He could run as the governor of Tennessee or something like that. He might have a shot because he's Glenn Jacobs.
He needs to do that here in New Hampshire.
I would like that, but he's got familial ties going on.
But he has a house here in New Hampshire. He is a Free State Project member, and it wouldn't be hard for him to do that.
Yeah.
That's after he retires from the whole wrestling thing.
But, you know, when the time comes, and that's when I want people to move for the Free State Project, when the time comes. But
we'll be here waiting for you.
Yep.
Let me get to the reason for this story. So Root's up there on stage in front of these libertarian conventions promoting himself and how great he is at getting the word out about the Libertarian Party. And as an example, he mentioned in both speeches that he is now a weekly commentator on Michael Savage's weekly radio show. Weekday, he does a weekday show.
Uh-huh.
So old Wayne Allen Root's getting in there once a week to talk to Michael Savage. Now, Balko says, I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party, so perhaps, neither am I, by the way, I quit last year because of nonsense like this. So perhaps my advice doesn't mean much to them, but I'm going to give it anyway. Stop this now. Either persuade Mr. Root to stop going on Savage's show or show Root the door. I'm all about building coalitions where they're appropriate, but there's nothing remotely appropriate about Michael Savage. Michael Savage is a raving bigot. He regularly uses phrases like third world countries and ghetto slime. He once wished rape on a group of high school girls who make trips into San Francisco to feed the homeless. He's a bloodthirsty warmonger and a feverish culture warrior. He once said on the air that, quote, when I hear someone's in the civil rights business, I oil up my AR-15, unquote.
I've also heard him recommend handling the Middle East problem by bombing the whole place to glass.
Real intelligence there.
I mean, you know, he wants to kill. There's a problem, and I'll admit, the Middle East is a problem. Absolutely.
But the military is a problem.
If your solution to the problem is let's kill a billion people or something close to it.
There hasn't been enough violence. We need more violence.
Call it 500 million just to be on the conservative side. You want to kill 500 million people so that you can solve this little problem in your mind? Maybe the problem isn't the people. Maybe it's you.
On social issues, he's far to the right of just about every elected Republican official I can think of. He's wished AIDS and death on homosexuals. He regularly denigrates drug users. He's virulently anti-immigration. In short, there's nothing remotely libertarian about him.
I think he does some good investigative work as far as he's got on his side some reporters.
Don't
that are,
matter. If all you are is a hate-filled.
I'm going to say the best thing that I can say about Michael Savage, and I think
doesn't redeem him.
He has broken
bit.
A couple of stories. He is not a libertarian. He is not for liberty, but he has broken a couple of good stories that I'm sort of happy and proud that he broke.
If Root's aim is to take the Libertarian Party in the direction of Michael Savage, the Libertarian Party should distance themselves from Root immediately. There's nothing honorable to be gained from this. And it's worth noting that Root features his Savage commentaries at the very top of his own website. I don't really care how many listeners Savage has. He's vile and hostile to any yeah. reasonable conception of libertarianism.
I mean, would it be better for the Libertarian Party if they had run Obama? I mean, getting elected, would that have mattered? If you are no longer the Libertarian Party in order to be elected as the Libertarian Party, what did you achieve?
Maybe they should go and appear on some white supremacist talk shows as well. I mean, that's essentially what Michael Savage is. He's basically a white supremacist.
He's a
guy. He's concealed it. But, I mean, if you're getting on there talking bad about, all kinds of different groups of people that aren't like you,
When a liberal like Janine Garofalo calls teabaggers a bunch of racists and bigots, she's talking about people like Michael Savage.
Yeah.
And
I don't blame her.
So there you go. That's the latest LP news for you. 800-259-9231.
You know, we buried the Libertarian Party in a funeral here several months ago, and apparently someone has unearthed the corpse and just decided to display it for everyone. This is awful. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more listeners on board around the world, help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, just yesterday we announced 2 brand new affiliates. After the show, I sent out an update to updates.freetalklive.com. And if you're on the list, you knew first. That's WSPD in Toledo is joining us, or has already joined us, for the Saturday show, which is, by the way, the number one talk station out there in Toledo, which
yeah,
is
that's
awesome.
A big one. That's a no-fooling real big old blowtorch.
Absolutely it is. And in addition to that, we also welcome 1490 WVBG in Vicksburg. We'll be welcoming both of them for our Saturday show again this Saturday. But just wanted to point that out as another example of how the Free Talk Live AMP program is really helping expand the show and get on more radio stations. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines and more. All of the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing a debt crisis? DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They are debt crisis consultants. In some cases, you don't even have to make another payment on your credit cards. DebtCrisisSolutions.com, 718-615-0123, 718-615-0123, DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
We continue with your phone calls. Jason in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason. Jason, Virginia? Going once?
Hearing me?
Hey, Jason, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, great. You know, you're talking about the Libertarian Party, and I actually just attended my first meetup for Libertarian Party last night. And
I'm sorry about that.
I felt kind of mixed about it. It's like they're not Libertarian enough for me.
Yeah, go ahead and describe the scene for those of our listeners that have never been to a Libertarian Party meeting, or a meetup, as they're called these days.
Well, you know, it was just kind of at a little bar in the back, and they had a table, and actually they had an interesting gentleman speaking. His name escapes me, but he's writing a book about kind of how the Constitution has been eroded, and
he was very focused
on property rights. Yeah, well, you know, that kind of brings me to my main thought of calling is, you know, to me the idea of having a Libertarian Party is counterintuitive. I mean, I always think of libertarianism as being a policy of non-aggression, and
yes,
to me the state is just socially acceptable force. So I don't think that jives with the idea of libertarianism, that if you can run to say, you know, well, if we get into power, we're going to be responsible, we promise. And I mean, look what's happened to Jefferson's party.
Well, you know, you could say that they're only running to spread the message of liberty, but that's not true anymore. So, yeah, you're right. They've been co-opted by those who are seeking power. And the party has been completely taken over from the inside on the national level. And as a result of that, they're making a bad name for the rest of us that have at one time used the term libertarian. Now, quick question, though. I mean, just as far as what you experienced, this was your first Libertarian Party meeting. They had somebody speaking. What kind of planning was there? What kind of things are they doing? They got some irons in the fire. They got some activism coming up, some things for you to get active with, or was it just some guy speaking?
It was mostly focused around this gentleman speaking and talking about his book. But they also, there's a kind of a countywide, like a fair coming up, and they're having some presence there, and they were looking for some volunteers, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's nice.
They got themselves a booth fair, and they're going to pass out the world's smallest political quiz, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, pocket constitutions.
Hey, you know, it's not terrible.
I've done it. Been there. I've done it. And it's fun to do those things. It's fun to do those outreach booths. But it usually doesn't result in much. I mean, I've worked at the county fair down in Sarasota County, Florida a couple of years in a row. And once when I organized the entire thing, I was there every single day doing 10-hour shifts at the county fair. And so I have been immersed in this world of outreach. And you can get people to give you their contact information, like get an email address from them, maybe even a phone number, but getting them to do anything after that,
that's just them getting rid of you so they can move on to their next booth, you know, get the funnel cake.
Yeah. Also, you know, I mean, what one has to ask, what's the point in getting people to register libertarian? I remember that was a big push there in Sarasota where Ian and I were. And so I'm registered libertarian in Florida or whatever. What's the point in that? What difference does it make?
Besides
not allowing you. Yeah, but numbers for whom? For what? What do they do with
bragging rights? I don't know. Bragging rights? Maybe if you get to a certain number, you get a status. I don't know.
I think the idea with the whole registration thing was that, theoretically, you would send a message if 5 or 10% of the electorate was registered libertarian. The idea was that it would send a message to politicians to push the agenda in the direction of repealing laws.
It's probably true. It's probably true.
They're never going to do that. I mean, that doesn't benefit them at all. That you're asking them to cut their own laws.
Yeah, I mean, politicians, it's like saying, okay, well, I want you to do when you get in office is to cut your power and your money. I want you to go to work so that you have less power and less money.
I'm not entirely sure I agree. If politicians do care about power, but if you pose a credible threat to them, it's really where you have to be to pose any kind of a threat and get leverage over them. If they feel they have the choice between, well, I can effectively cut my power in half and repeal a whole bunch of laws, or I can get kicked out and I won't be a politician anymore and I won't be able to,
You're talking about a real credible threat. You're not talking about 5% of the electorate registering as a libertarian.
I'm talking about if you can pose a threat to getting an incumbent kicked out that's very credible, then you can get policy.
You're talking about 25% of the population getting registered as a libertarian, and that's just not going to happen. I mean, you might very well get people at the fair to fill out a voter registration form if your state even has libertarian, as a real party that you can register as, to fill out. You might get a couple of hundred people, and then every county in your state does that. You still haven't scratched the surface. You haven't blown the dust off of the surface.
Let me tell you, while it may be possible to achieve what you're saying, to get a whole bunch of people to register as libertarian, it makes it even more difficult when all the Libertarian Party has become is just an offshoot of the Republican Party. And like, why would anybody who can't even barely tell the difference between the two decide to do anything about
joining?
And
when a guy like me, a libertarian, if there is one out there, says, I don't want to register libertarian because then I can't vote in the Republican primary.
Any other thoughts for us tonight, Jason?
Well, I really think we're past the point of representational government. I mean, I think the grassroots stuff is showing us that in modern politics, people can accomplish common goals without resorting to government. You know, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of these goals, people have been doing the meetups or whatever for politically related goals. But I think, you know, if Ron Paul came out and said, hey, we need a bridge to be built from here to here, or we need a road paved, you know, the kind of stuff that people always look to government to do, the Ron Paul supporters would come through and do it. I mean, just look at the stuff with the guys, you know, the Motorhome Diaries there, where they get, you know, the woman got, like, you know, several thousand dollars to bail these guys out of jail just at a little bit of asking for help. And
yeah,
I think that's
the
positive thing. Yeah.
Is there's that, no doubt, you know, about it. People can come together in a way that they've never been able to do before because of the wonderful technology we know is the Internet. It's making all kinds of things possible that heretofore have been impossible, and it's opening doors and creating opportunities, and it's making it so we can actually, I think, have a good chance at liberty in our lifetime. But it's not going to come through sitting around watching some guy talk about the Constitution, the Libertarian Party meeting. Talk about a bunch of out-of-touch dudes. They have no idea how much time and effort they're wasting.
I think getting back to the Constitution would be a nice start, but I don't see
slavery.
That happening. Yeah.
No. Getting back to the Constitution, while it sounds nice, is not going to do anything, because the Constitution, first of all, it counted black people as 3/5 of a man, but also
it means different things to different people. That's another problem with the Constitution.
And the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we have today or has been powerless to prevent it. So, you know, then you're talking about just hitting the reset button and waiting and watching and as the state continues to grow and fester and oppress.
The only solution, even a guy like me who really does believe, if we got back to the Constitution, we'd be in good shape, except for that whole slavery thing, and let's do away with the post office, too. You know, that kind of philosophy is, I still believe the Constitution needs to be rewritten in order to have teeth to prevent what the heck has happened at this point. And the reason that the Constitution didn't have teeth in the first place was because the people who wrote it didn't want it to. And the people who are going to write it this time aren't going to want it to. You're just never going to get this document that is going to work.
Hey, Jason, thanks for the call. Out of time for tonight. And thank you, Nick, for coming in here from Free Minds TV to get my plug-in for you. Free Minds, actually, new website, freemindsmedia.org.
That's
with
that.
Blogs and television and radio, Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. Be sure to join him over there at freemindsmedia.org and continue to join us online, of course, tomorrow night, same time, same place, and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.